You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Drug Trend Survey for 2024 has been released, and results have revealed an increase in participation in the 2020 medicinal cannabis scheme. The percentage of people with prescriptions for medicinal cannabis increased from just 9% in 2022 and 2023 to 37% last year, while the percentage of users who have never asked for prescriptions decreased from 85% to 60%. I speak to Associate Professor at the Massey University College of Health, Marta Reichert, about the medicinal benefits of cannabis and what the survey results suggest about the current culture surrounding cannabis. What benefits does cannabis have for medicating over other drugs?
First of all, it's important to clarify that cannabis, we don't have a lot of strong, good quality evidence for medical benefits of cannabis for a lot of conditions. But there are some that really have good evidence behind it. So, for example, cannabidiol, CBD, is useful in specific childhood epilepsy conditions. There is good evidence for use of cannabis-based therapy in chemotherapy-induced nausea. Also, it can be used in multiple sclerosis. We have increasing evidence also for chronic pain. But now for a lot of mental health conditions, such as anxiety or depression, we actually don't have a lot of clinical trial evidence. Having said that, many patients report anecdotally that it helps them. And so it's something we want to have more evidence to support that. Compared to other medications, cannabis may have some benefits. For example, compared to prescribing opioids for pain relief, cannabis may have less side effects, and it may be safer in those circumstances.
According to the survey, the percentage of people with a prescription for cannabis increased from 9% in 2022 and 2023 to 37% last year. What might be the reason for this increase?
So the scheme, the medical cannabis, has been available to access for over 4 years now, in fact, nearly 5 years. So over this time, doctors became more familiar to some extent with this new therapy, because this is not something that they knew much about, cannabis. So that may have some impact, but I think the greatest increase in accessibility we see from cannabis clinics, which are private cannabis clinics that offer to prescribe cannabis for a range of conditions. Then also we have greater choice of products over those years. We have now over 50 medical cannabis products approved under this scheme. And also the fall in prices. In the last year in particular, we've seen that the prices of prescribed medical cannabis products in New Zealand have decreased.
So as you've just mentioned, prices for prescribed cannabis have decreased. Why do you think this is the case?
Well, simply it takes a little bit of time for the producers, for the industry to ramp up their production and kind of achieve some kind of scale of production where their initial investment will be, they can then kind of discount the price to patients. So it's just a matter of establishing the production and the industry, and this has been happening in New Zealand. We have a few local domestic producers, but also overseas, a lot of countries have legalized production of cannabis for medical uses, and that also globally influenced the prices and also how much we pay for those products in New Zealand.
What are the benefits of sourcing medicinal cannabis from pharmacies rather than through the illegal market?
Well, so first thing that comes to my mind is that you are getting a consistent, quality assured product. So what happens on the illegal market is that you don't know what potency of cannabis you're getting, so how strong it is, in other words, how much THC compared to CBD it is. So it's always a little bit of a gamble, right? And for if you are a medical cannabis patient, you actually want to know specifically what is the concentration of active ingredients and how they might impact you. The second thing is contaminants, so quality assurance of products. In the legal market, you know that these products have been tested, and compared to illegal market, there's less risk of there being any contamination from fertilizers or use of pesticides that, you know, on the illegal market can be used. And when consumed later by a person, that may be harmful to their health. And, you know, there are broader kind of benefits, such as you're not at risk of getting a criminal conviction for possession of non-prescribed cannabis.
Most respondents to the survey want a strictly regulated market as well as decriminalization. What would be the benefits of these features?
Well, so those are kind of options which fall in the middle between full prohibition. We know cannabis use, possession and supply is prohibited in New Zealand, and although there is, you know, there is an allowance for non-prosecution, in every case, actually, you can be prosecuted, right? And on the other hand of that spectrum is that there's full legalization. So you can imagine cannabis would be widely available, just like we have for, just like, for example, alcohol is. Yes, it's quite available in New Zealand. So whereas decriminalization and strictly regulated markets fall somewhere in the middle there, where they provide people who are using cannabis from illegal sources with access to quality assured products. But potential harms from large-scale markets where cannabis is very accessible can be controlled. So you can control how much people pay for cannabis, the prices, the availability in a proposal that is a strictly regulated market. This is something similar to what New Zealanders, to what we voted in the 2020 cannabis referendum. Decriminalization, it also falls in the middle. It's closer to the total prohibition, but compared to what we have now, it would be stated in the law that actually people should not be receiving criminal sanctions for use or possession of cannabis.
Respondents ranged from across the political spectrum, yet arrived at much the same conclusions. Why do you think this is?
Well, first of all, our survey, we aim to recruit people with experience of alcohol and other drug use. So this is not surprising. These are people who have higher levels of use of cannabis. For example, 70% of our sample used cannabis in the past 6 months. So compared to general population, where only 15% use, you know, they may be more permissive attitude towards cannabis law reform in that sample. But as you said, still, they went for those middle ground approaches. So that's one thing to keep in mind. The other thing the interesting thing to note about the survey is that we found that people both identifying with left-wing ideology and right-wing ideology, they actually can come to some kind of consensus about, you know, and they may share similar worries over criminalization or alternatively over-commercialization of the cannabis market with potential reform. So this shows that the preferences for cannabis reform, that what we choose is more nuanced than a simple binary question, legalize or not, but that people from across political spectrum can agree on the way forward.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.